Okay, so welcome to the Use Case Realization Call for November 1, 2021. And today, Scott's going to be talking about the scaling use case. As I was just saying, I'm working to get presentations on all of these major use cases. And we have most of the table filled out. There, the ones that aren't are kind of older use cases, and for the most part, and would want to kind of backfill presentations or to try to complete the table. There's a couple that are new. The Ops 5G project, I've reached out and to a Chakra. I mentioned at the last architecture meeting that it would be nice to have something here eventually, and he gave me some contacts. And apparently, there's a weekly meeting too. I might try to hook into that. I'm also thinking we probably can shift to once a month meetings. I'm not sure I'm finding enough content to meet in the use case realization every other week. We have had a lot of presentations recently though on the CPS and CMP demo and the SAN use case, but and moving towards Jakarta, I guess I'm just not seeing enough content probably to hold a meeting every other week. So I'm suggesting we move to once a month if anybody has issues with that. That sound okay? So we'd probably merge, 5G topics in with whatever other things I can dig up. I do think it would be nice to eventually have something from the Ops 5G team talk, and then there is some there was some pretty good discussion with the SAN use case team with the A1 policy extensions that they're looking at that we had in the past over the summer. Some discussions there. So, without further ado, I think I'm going to turn it over to Scott here. Stop
Okay.
here.
Share my screen. How do I s says
Oh,
host is disabled.
do I need to? Okay. All right, try again. There you go.
All right, so I didn't put any slides together. This is a old use case now, and so I'm just going through some of the old wiki pages to use,
Yep.
and I think that's basically what the way we got around in those days. And like I said, all of these have been archived, and so just trying to pull them out of archive is it takes forever to pull up the wiki page. So it takes a long time to go through this. So I tried to pull everything up that I need. So this use case started out as something that I was doing within AT&T, and we thought instead of trying to just make scaling work within AT&T, let's bring it out. Let's do it through open source and through ONAP, since that's we were moving everything in that direction at the time. And so we kind of missed the Amsterdam release of trying to get it out, which is probably good because it gave just a little bit of maturity. And we started in Beijing. And even at that time, we realized that we probably wouldn't be able to do all of scaling in one release. And so we really focused on just doing, we thought we could do all of scale out in Beijing, and then we'd do scale in the next release. So this is a roadmap that I started keeping, and you'll see this similar slide across multiple releases. And you'll see that well, the dark blue is the old one, it's the old releases. This lighter blue is the release that we're currently on. So I created this roadmap in Casablanca, and then sort of the future releases you can see get progressively lighter. So this is from the Casablanca point of view, what we accomplished in Beijing, what we were hoping to accomplish in both Casablanca and future releases. And so I'm going to use this because this gives a pretty good view of what we were able to accomplish. Now, scaling, like I said, was a broad term that incorporated a lot of different things. It was there to do both scale in, scale out. We imagine that you'd want to scale both VNF components as well as entire VNFs. And then we also imagine that scaling would work at would work also out across geographic areas. And I guess it's also worthwhile saying that the scaling that we're talking about is the distributed systems version of scaling, where you add additional instances of a of an application instead of adding more resources to that application. Now, you know, especially back then, I don't even know if it's so much true now, but especially back then, it was, you know, that was kind of odd. It was a different way of thinking that you would add new applications instead of additional resources. And so, you know, we were getting pushback from vendors that in addition to doing this horizontal application or horizontal scaling, we'd also want to do vertical scaling. Now, the other thing that as we were going on about the, you know, trying to figure out how this works in a telecom industry, when I talked to all the operational people, they all said, well, you know, scaling's great, but the only thing we care about is scale out. We never want to scale. We've never had to scale anything in our lives. We've never reduced any footprint of any application they've ever put out there. And so I thought, all right, that's interesting. You know, starting with scale out is important because, well, it's just scale out's a whole lot easier than scale in. And so we'll start there. But, you know, I think it was the mindset at the time that, you know, you always grow stuff, you never shrink things. And, but that happens when your time domain is on years instead of on minutes or hours or days or whatever. You know, there are times where you may want to shrink stuff. And so we kept that out there, you know, as something that we wanted to hit. So also, I guess, sort of background is remembering that we started this in Beijing, and ONAP was not nearly as mature as it is right now. And it, you know, it still has lots of maturing to do, you might even say. But back then, it was really very, very new and needed a lot of work. And so
2017, right? So,
And I was trying to come up with years.
Yeah, I think Amsterdam was like, it was first announced February 2017. So,
Beijing so this was the second half of 2017. Yeah. And so, you know, one of the things that, you know, as I went through and started putting the scaling use case together and how it would work and all that, I just assumed that the different pieces within ONAP were going to work as they said they would, you know, and didn't realize that we were going to have to go in and spend most of our time, wouldn't even say fixing, although there was a lot of fixing individual components within ONAP, but there was a lot of adding more modular ways of doing things, adding capabilities, just adding stuff to those components wasn't there. And so, you know, I think all of us, there are three of us on the call right now, but, you know, we've all had our, you know, worked with ONAP enough and understand that, you know, when you start out doing a use case, you have these grand plans about what you can accomplish within a single release. And it never works out that way. I mean, I certainly was part of ONAP for a very long time, and I don't think I ever saw a single use case that ended the way that they, you know, with all the functionality that they thought that they were going to be able to accomplish. Yeah, you always pair stuff out. And so that was a long way about trying to get to this particular picture. And, you know, I'll walk you through what we're able to accomplish. And then, you know, Ben, you can let me know if you want me to get down into the dirt of.
Yeah, so I think before we get too diagrams, deep into that, one thing, if you could take a step back a little bit, because you might have, you know, a lot of people who just aren't, you know, who don't have a RAN background, or I've been working in ORAN, and, you know, lots of people have a cloud background. Lots of people don't have a RAN background, and they may not just be too familiar with what is scale out? What does it mean to, what is the basic concept, and what does it mean to extend, you know, VNFs and things like that? So it might be good just to say a little bit about what
certainly
the basic
can
idea is.
Well, one of the, you know, I guess coming from a, yeah, having worked in eComp for a while before ONAP even became around, that one of the things that we always imagined for eComp and for ONAP, one of the reasons that we thought this was going to be a big win was because it was very flexible. And this idea of scaling, you would really be able to utilize your resources a lot better than what we've always done with PNFs, right? Where that, you know, everything runs at, you know, you sort of design it to run at 70% max, which means that it runs at 10% nominal. And it just always looks like that there's a lot of equipment and nothing, there's not a lot of activity on that equipment. So with ONAP and with virtual machines and the idea that you can add more resources or add more CPU when needed and as more applications. The idea here is that when your load started increasing, you would be able to add another instance of an application, which basically added more CPU. So you could add more resources during those times that needed more. So, you know, in telecom, we've always had this idea of busy hour and stuff, and we built everything to busy hour. And so, but in distributed systems thinking and cloud think, you don't have to build things to that. You can just add more resources, more instances of the application that's needed so that it can take on the load. And then when your busy hour is done and you start ramping down, or the end of the month is done, or the end of the year is done, or whatever it is that's driving your load, then you can start removing instances and give those instances, or you can start removing instances and give those resources that those instances consumed, you can give those resources on to another application somewhere. And that way you could, you know, just like what we've always done with bandwidth, we could now do that multiplexing with compute resources, you know, whether that's storage or CPU or memory or whatever it is. And so it was really going to be this great efficiency driver. And I think it wasn't just the telecom industry, but everybody looked at cloud as a way to be able to drive up your utilizations of the resources that you had. And so that was the big drive for it. You know, the technical aspects of doing scaling is only one thing. So what we're going to go through is how we technically solve for multi-scaling. I think the other aspect of doing scaling is the change in business model. And I don't know how successful the entire telecom industry has been in changing the business model from reserving resources to, you know, I think, you know, in general, what everybody does is they just keep reserving resources. They do their, you know, they do their account for the number or how much they're going to need for the end of the, you know, for the entire year. And then they go ahead and reserve that, you know, even when they didn't, yeah, you know, when the scaling capability is available. And so I think that I'm not sure that scaling's worked in the telecom industry as well as it has in other industries. We've just got so much history about how we've done compute reservations.
So in my mind, we have basically, as we move to a cloudified RAN network, you'll have you'll still have physical units. You'll always have a radio head out there and probably PNFs that those radio heads attach to. And then you have virtual network functions, whether they're VMs or containerized functions, containerized network functions. And I think scale out is the ability to grow or create those on demand. And the substrate underneath those, such as cloud compute and networking resources, can be added and changed as needed to support those applications. So a lot of times, right, the VNFs and CNFs, I think, are referred to as applications. And as we move into an O-RAN architecture, also the similar to the RApps and XApps can be added as needed. Does that align with kind of what you're saying?
Yes, it does. Okay. Yep. And the other piece is ONAP was really built around OpenStack. And you know, so everything here is just VMs. We didn't address containers at all, although it should all work the same with containers. And another piece of this is that both OpenStack as well as Kubernetes, they all offer scaling inside their own stacks. And so, you know, why do we need to create an external scaling process? And at least within ONAP, the individual applications were never supposed to have direct communication with the OpenStack setup. And so, you know, the operator used OpenStack as a sort of a monolithic tool to control VMs, but all the control loop and automated stuff went through ONAP, and there was never a direct two-way process between OpenStack and the applications themselves. And so that's why we needed ONAP to have the control of scaling instead of just relying on what OpenStack could provide. Now, I think as we move into Kubernetes, that is going to change a little bit how we use Kubernetes in this. But certainly for here, we need to do something outside of the OpenStack scaling capabilities. So this is, as you were saying, Ben, this is sort of, this could apply to both containers as well as VMs, but everything in here is built around VMs right now. All right, any other questions?
Yeah, good, thanks.
So Beijing, I'll go through this, and I've got a couple other versions of the slide that we'll go through, but this is the first one that we created in Casablanca. So just historically, we, you know, really wanted to do all of scale out in Beijing. It ended up that we could only really get manual scale out to work. And so this is, and you know, there are also two paths through OpenNet. Sorry, not open, ONAP. There's the sort of SDC, vid, appc way of doing things. And then there was the UUI and VNFC way of doing things. And so we started out with, I had a counterpart within China Mobile who was taking on all the UUI and VNFC pieces of way, you know, paths through ONAP. And so, you know, this first manual scale out worked actually both for, you know, UUI and through NVID, through appc and through VFC. And so we put all the screens in place. We put in the APIs for SO, and you know, created the appc pieces so that you could basically scale out through either one of those. And I'll show you the control, or I'll show you the path in just a second. But ended up there was a lot of extra work to be done, so we didn't really fully complete manual scale. We could kind of make it work and show that, yeah, if you squint real hard, you know, you got a new VM popped out of the other side, and yeah, that was doing in the other application. Your load balancer recognized it, and load balancer could share, you know, would start sharing traffic across the two. But it was a lot of work, and so Casablanca, we sort of fixed that so that manual scale out worked properly. We added the whole control loop in there so that now the ONAP could recognize when there was too much traffic going to an instance. And then it would recognize that it needed a new instance. It would create a trigger, it would send it through policy. And then policy would trigger SO to create a new instance of that application. And then it was automatically be put into the load balancer so that everything would shift out. So that was great, right? You know, now you could do a manual scale out through VID or UUI. You could say, you know, hey, I want to manually scale this out. And then then you had this auto scale out piece that's that just automatically recognized when something needed to be scaled. And as long as the resources were there, it would go through and add another instance. The next piece that we really wanted to do was the scale in. And that's a lot harder, right?
So let me see if I just understand that what you just said. So essentially, you know, you have an application running, maybe a VNF. It's a virtual network function that's connected to you know, a bunch of PNFs, and it has experiencing a high load, let's say. And there's something that detects that it's under duress, and so that the ONAP can say we need another application of this. And SO, I assume, would use when it creates instances of a service, that it would take, you know, there's some BPMN or BB that it would see that I'm just going to create another instance of that exact same service that I had in design time, right? And create another instance.
Now, I'll take you through the workflow here in a little bit about how these things work.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. And then, then future, we really thought, okay, you know, scale, if you don't got scale out, that's a big part, but you also do need the scale in piece. And so we thought we could get all that done in Dublin. And then I think I've mentioned all these, you know, some of the future stuff. So that was all sort of, you know, dreaming what could be done. And this was sort of the full suite of scaling that we thought we would need it. And so I guess, let me just. Yeah, in Dublin, I think we ended up really just focusing on hardening the control loop a little bit. So we bumped scale in out to El Alto, which ended up being maintenance release. So it really got pushed to Frankfurt. Let's see. So El Alto got skipped. Frankfurt, we did the scale in. Guilin, we were going to add in some additional features. I guess Frankfurt, we ended up doing a lot more just smoothing things out. So we kind of bumped scale in out to. So we didn't do scale in Frankfurt fully. We got some of it done, but most of it was just smoothing out some of the scaling process so that operations teams could actually use it. I mean, one of the goals through all of this, probably in every use case, is you can make things work, but does it work well enough for ops teams to use it properly within their day-to-day process? And we weren't quite there with the scale out stuff yet. So we really wanted to clean that up a little bit more. We did a little bit of scale in, but we were going to complete scale in Guilin. And then, do all this future stuff later. Now, Donnie and Guilin, we just ran out of resources is what happened. Let me try to get back to this. Anyway, all right, I won't dig around too much in here, but at some point we didn't complete everything. We got scale in working just a little bit.
Hope you stopped sharing. Did you mean to do that?
Oh, did I mean to stop sharing? Okay. No, I didn't mean to stop sharing, but did I stop sharing? Okay. All right. Sorry. All my tabs are up, hidden behind the little pull down banner. So I accidentally clicked one of those. So anyway, so we didn't quite, number of resources and focus of different companies shifted. So we didn't quite get to everything, but I think we accomplished a lot, you know, through both scaling and then, you know, trying to clean up the control loop a lot more. So it was, you could do some of these things and make changes without having to do going through another development cycle. And so, that ended up being the focus of the whole thing. But let me go back and I'm not going to use that. This was the Beijing our flow, but that's probably not the best one to do. Let's go through Dublin, I think, is sort of the height where we had most people working on this, a lot of focus on it. And this is where we were trying to finish up the scale out and clean everything up so it worked really well. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time going through the workflow. Now, this was quite a while ago, so I'm sure I don't remember everything in here. So I can't hit the super details, but I can still sort of walk through it. And as you can see, we sort of have this macro layer on top of it that's easy to talk to and easy to understand. So I'm not going to go through every line in here, but just really trying to show how this thing works overall. And it also shows sort of the breadth of impact that we were trying to take on. So this is the sequence diagram for scale out. This top picture is just doing the design time. So, every time, you have to be able to set what kind of scaling parameters are out there. When do you want things? What triggers do you want to do auto scaling on? And you have to be sure that your application, when you push it through, is capable of doing scaling. What's the max number of instances that you want to have it available to it? What's the minimum number of instances? And you sort of have to understand what path that application is using. Is it using CDS and CDT? Is it using APSI? Today, there is no APSI anymore. So everything had to start moving over to SDNC and CDS. And so, as we were designing this, there was a little bit of knowledge you had to have about how your application was used within ONAP just understanding what kind of configuration, where you need to do configurations and all that process. But through here, this sort of shows how you would onboarding, you configure the parameters, you'd push all of this, you push it all out to the components that required it. And then there was, I guess through all of this, making sure that all the components had the information they needed about the application. It's not all that different than what we do at design time for every application, whether it's scaling or not. It was all very similar. There were just a couple additional things that need to be done there. Then once we get to the runtime piece of this, you see the number of components goes down a lot. I just call out controller here because this started off being APSI, but we made sure that it would work with with SDNC as the single controller also. And then SDNC, where I call SDNC out, this is where it had, even if you were using APSI to manage the configurations within the application, SDNC needed to be used for the initial instantiation and assignment of resources or assignment of addresses and things like that. So there's some things that had to be SDNC. And then there were some things that could be either APSI or SDNC. So in manual scale out, this all started in VID. Like I said, in Beijing, we made sure that we could use UUI, but the China Mobile side dropped out of the scaling program after Beijing. And so from after Beijing, I guess we only focused on VID and APSI, or the APSI SDNC controllers, not the VNFC. So manual scaling, started out in VID, you would send a signal from VID to SO that you wanted to scale out. Of course, there were a ton of screens in here that, which application, how much do you want to scale out, and so on. So there was a lot of work that was done there. But then in SO, and then once So that was the manual scaling piece. There's the other piece of this, which is, suppose you don't want it to do manual scaling, you want it just to do this automated closed loop scaling. Then you had to start out in DCAE is reading all the telemetry from all the applications all the time. If something triggered, you know, if you set a trigger out there to scale out when traffic reached a certain amount or when CPU utilization reached a certain amount, it would send that trigger. And so that was completely configurable. It could do it on any trigger you decided to set up. But then you would send this trigger over to policy, and then policy would have to go out, read, you know, it would get the information from DCAE on which application needed scaling and all of that. It would go out and read from ANAI to get all the information around that application. It would be sure that we weren't doing anything crazy, you know, like trying to reduce below zero or go beyond the max number of instances that the user requested. And then it would send out, so once it did all, once policy did all of its checks, it would send a request out to SO to go ahead and scale this particular application out by another, I think at this point we were just doing one instance at a time. So just scale it out by one instance. So then SO had this whole process to be sure that it was okay to scale out, do all the assignments and do all the configuration. But the very first thing it needed to do was be sure that the application we were working on was healthy. So this was something that we had to develop in order to get scaling to work, is this whole health check process. It was, I think there was a nominal health check process that didn't really do anything, but we had to create it so that it actually did stuff and you could determine whether the application was healthy. And so that this whole first part is just doing that health check process. So we call health check and then get a response from the application saying that, okay, everything's good to go. Now, again, there was a whole lot of whole lot that had to be done inside of SO in order to get these building blocks to work properly. So that was, you know, that took up most of the time. Doing this simple scaling process was not all that difficult. It was each of these steps within the scaling process that we were hoping would be there that weren't, that made it more difficult. So then once that we knew everything was good, we had to go out and get all the IP assignments, port assignments, and you know where we were going to build this new VM, and you know, so all those typical things that you do under normal instantiation had to be done. So this is really just calling, you know, the SO instantiation routines again, and creating the new, you know, being sure that we could create the new VM, then go ahead and create it, and then yeah, you know, so that's what this piece is right here, the create VF module. And then activating that VF module. Once we did that, we had to go through and send out the new configuration for it. And yeah, so again, most of this was done on SO, because it's really just building out the new VM, or It's really building out the new VM, and then also updating the load balancer that sits in front of it so that it would make use of it. And that's what all of this is going through here and doing. And then finally, there's the health check again. So this is basically how it all works. Yeah. Most of the work is being done on SO and the controllers, and then the controllers going out and touching the VNF as needed. There's a very little bit that happened up here at the control loop, just to be sure that, you know, to do the initial triggering, But we also realized as we were going through this that that control loop really wasn't ready to, it wasn't an agile control loop. Every time you wanted to change something in the control loop, it required development, which required another ONAP release. And that wasn't a good method of doing it. So part of the whole, you know, scaling sort of a, you know, this piece, we got all the SO work done and the building blocks done. We sort of then evolved scaling into this control loop piece and trying to model, make that model driven so that you could make changes to the control loop without having to do a development cycle. And so that's where, you know, you sort of, in the timelines I showed you earlier, there were, you know, we sort of stopped working on scaling a lot and really worked on control loop efficiencies. And that's what it was really all about, was being able to make those changes without development cycles.
So I see also here, this is interesting because in Dublin, you've already moved to, like I see on the far right here, generic VNF health check DB assign module BB. So you've already moved to building blocks, in other projects, they were still using BPMNs. So
yes.
This is one of the maybe earlier projects that moved to building blocks?
The people I had working on the scaling project were the ones that were in charge of doing the building blocks. So this was probably the initial use case and one of the driving use cases for doing building blocks,
okay.
Which when you look at it, really makes a lot of sense.
Oh, absolutely.
Because,
yeah.
You know, here we could just call health check instead of having to make up this BPMN,
right.
You know, for each of these things and changing, you know, making all these changes. You could just configure, do it on the fly, you know, configuration of the building blocks or not configuration, but a flow of the building blocks and change that workflow dynamically. And I think that was one of the things that scaling did a lot, was making everybody realize that we can't rely on these development cycles to go and change a flow or change the control loop. We really had to make a lot more of this stuff dynamic. And so that's we got hung up a lot in not just doing scaling, but fixing a lot of things, modularizing the code a little bit more, making it more model driven so that things could be changed on the fly rather than through development.
So I'd like to just take a, just for those who've joined late, but also, you know, people listening in on the call, the recording too, just to take a maybe a few seconds here, a minute or two. So basically, just to get the big picture again, the idea of scaling is that you can take the resources of a cloudified RAN network and adjust them to adapt to changing circumstances and instantiate new resources or applications as needed. And we're looking at this flow here, I think, to at the top here, you're through the flow here, we're looking to see if we need those new resources with a policy and a control loop going through to find the resources with ANAI, and then the next, like health check and assign, or actually activate, or actually creating those extra resources that the system has determined that it needs, right? And then after you've created those resources, you need to configure them and load balance them so that you have these new resources, and so that you're taking off some of the load of the thing that might be overloaded, the reason why it needed those new resources to begin with, and then connecting them in that retrieve VNF local IP addresses, I guess, right? Is that kind of a good summary of?
Yep, that's the flow here. Pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay.
Are there any questions?
Are there any questions?
Dan's joined us, and Dan lived through all of this with us. You know, because he was an active participant, especially as we moved away from AppC and everything on to SDNC.
Yeah, that must have been a pretty interesting migration to move a lot of the things that we're using that into to the single controller. And I mentioned the building block thing, so you know, working in PNF plug and play, it took like three or four other releases down the road before we started adapting from BPMNs to building blocks, and it was much more efficient as you described here. So that's interesting that you were way ahead of the curve there. So,
well, like I said, I mean, I don't know that we got it all working properly in Dublin. You know, this was really trying to define the building blocks. It may have been Frankfurt before we actually were actually really using the building blocks properly. But yeah, we were, the people on the team at that time were building the workflow designer. And so they needed to understand, you know, what we meant, what kind of building blocks we were trying to do, because they were using this as one of their initial use cases for how building blocks be used. And so this sort of gave a way of how we could chunk up a workflow into reusable blocks.
I mean, I think what's also interesting is as we start moving into the later releases, we see some very interesting applications such as intent-based networking, the vertical industry use case, this new Ops 5G Super Blueprint use case. I see all of those as potential customers of being able to apply some of the capabilities of scaling. You know, as a 5G network grows dynamically, you may need to change your capabilities, or you know, and intent-based networking may identify that it may say at a higher level that I need to achieve a certain level of objectives here, and those get translated into resources that are needed in this particular area, and that maybe some policy could be created to support that. And you know, some of these newer teams, of course, not only are they new to ONAP, but you know, and then may not be familiar with some of the capabilities that are there and all the good work that, you know, previous teams have put in to provide a good foundation for a lot of fundamental type, you know, activities and actions and capabilities within ONAP. I think this is why it's good to have these sorts of overview of use cases for people coming in with these later use cases, that they can leverage capabilities that they, instead of trying to reinvent the wheel, that they may not even know this thing exists, right? So,
right. Now, we did use VDNS because it's a fairly straightforward, you know, application to use. It just had, I won't try to bring it up right now because I've got it buried in here somewhere. And we do have the scale and work use case walkthrough also, but we did use VDNS as our example demo application. And the last time we did it was in Guilin. So, you know, everything worked in Guilin, everything worked really well, actually. And we do have a couple of demo videos out there, as well as some very detailed descriptions about how to go about using scale out primarily. And So all of that is there, but as you mentioned, you know, some of the newer use cases, intent-based is a great example of one. They could make use of some of these things, although I'm, for whatever reason, I'm not sure that, you know, there was a lot of interest in scaling when we first started, but, you know, both within AT&T as well as other companies, as time went on, there was less and less interest in scaling. And by Guilin, it was really difficult to get people to focus on it. And so that's why it kind of petered out, not because all the work was done. And so I'm not sure why, especially in sort of this dynamic environment, why scaling became less of a priority. But I would think with things like intent-based networking that it could come back, because that's one of the things, you know, it's one of the great things in Kubernetes, you know, when you go out and kill an instance, Kubernetes will start it right back up because it knows you program that you want three instances running all the time. So it makes sure that it's always there. And then there's also the dynamic control loop driven scaling that it's capable of. And so this has, you know, this can provide some of that stuff. And then with the intent-based, you know, this could be one of the building blocks for, you know, the intent-based stuff on number of instances of an application you want running.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think scaling, it represents a pretty advanced functionality, right? And with later use cases coming down the pipe, I think, you know, when you really need scaling is when you have a kind of a mature network, you've got a rolled out system and a network, and you have and it's humming, and you have a set of resources assigned to support a network, and that network is starting to get overloaded in places, and that you need to scale out resources to assign either more compute or network or storage or network capabilities to support those network functions. And so I think it feels like, you know, maybe it was a use case ahead of its time, but as we start moving into these later releases, we see interesting applications that I think could make, that could use it and could leverage it. And so it's important that some of these other new teams are aware of it, right? Like certainly the Ops 5G Super Blueprint use case, I think, is also something that could certainly, as they actually try to roll out a 5G network, and even right at the start of what they're doing, they may not immediately need it, but I think as they start truly rolling out a 5G network, they could run into the need for it and to start integrate some of what they're doing with the stuff here.
Scott, I have a question. Suppose if we have to do the scaling of a big application like IMS, and it's a quite bulky application, and if we deploy it as a network service descriptor, then how we can go for this scaling part?
So you're saying how do we scale like IMS as a whole or individual parts of IMS?
The individual parts of the IMS, not the whole, because it's a complete service that we cannot scale out completely, right? So.
Yeah. Sorry, I stopped sharing again because I accidentally hit the stop share button. I think that represents, and certainly that's what this was supposed to do, right? It's take an individual component of an IMS core and be able to, increase the number of applications. But I think your IMS core needs to be expandable in that way, right? You know, it's built so that it can take new instances of new components. And then the other issue that I think we have is when you say, expanding number of instances, are we talking about within a data center that we've got a choke point of, a bottleneck that just needs another instance in that same location, sitting right there in the same rack or with, the next over rack and not in a different geographic location? Because that's where, lots of times when telecom people start talking about needing new instances of things, they really start I've got one in Texas. I really need one in Chicago, and so how can I scale out from my Texas data center to my Chicago data center? Well, ONAP doesn't do that, right? ONAP doesn't really have that kind of visibility across those big data centers. Typically you have,
I'm not talking about the geographically, at least in the same site, right? If I can scale out, because I'm recently going to deploy the IMS, one of the, let me tell you, the Ericsson IMS in my production environment. So I was just going through with all of those scenarios that how can I, scale out the things and all.
Yeah. And, so, this ought to work, right? Like I said, we've only done it at using DNS. Very simplistic application. But this exact concept should be able to do things for almost any application that's out there.
Okay. I think it's a good presentation. I'll go through with this documentation. I've not seen this before.
Look. I mean, like I said, every release from Beijing up through Guilin has a scaling section. There, In the later ones, certainly in Guilin, Frankfurt, Guilin, and maybe even Honolulu, you should be able to find the demo of how it works and all of those, because that'll be important, because there are some tricky pieces on how to configure it, make it work.
Okay. Yeah, I'm using Guilin, so I'll check that one.
Okay. Yeah. Theoretically, it ought to work. I mean, that was our goal, was to make this work for absolutely any application that came around. That hung us up lots of times, but we didn't want it to be particular to any given application.
Thanks, Scott.
Sure.
Yeah, if you can find those demo links, you know, I can link them off of the major use case page that I made a base page for scaling. So if you find those, you can send them to me and I can link them to the right. So that's all in one place.
That would be good. I can also go to
I will, I'll dig those out here in just a second.
Because part of it, you know, I think is there's three pieces. One, you know, and as new people come in, just seeing the big picture of what the use case generally is about. And then number two, I think, putting in their heads, you know, all the things that they need to know to use the use case and understand the pieces, because ONAP can be very complex.
Yes.
And I think number three is once you, even if you did understand the basic idea, the big picture and some of the basic details, I mean, you still have to socialize that this exists and it can and provides useful functionality to new people and new use cases coming in who, you know, who may not just know about it, right? So socializing it and spreading the word, I think, is
crucial. That's very true.
Okay. Yeah, so right after this meeting, I will send you a links to both the demos and the very detailed documentation that we have on how to do it.
Okay, that'd be great. And are there new
Scott, please include me as well. Sorry, don't have, so please include.
Yeah.
I will. Yep.
Yeah, and also Vishal, if you let me put the link of today's presentation on the in the chat. So if you go here, everything will be off of this page as well. You know, all the
links. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that'll be a good place to see stuff. So I had another question too. I saw in the roadmap, and you had one which sort of relates to Vishal's question. You had in that roadmap when you were showing the roadmap this geographical scaling. Can you say something a little bit about that? What was the idea behind that?
The idea was exactly what I was trying to explain, is that you would take recognizing that. So resilience comes into, there's a big part of scaling and running multiple instances is because of resilience. And in order to really account for full resilience, you want your applications to run not just in one data center, but multiple data centers. And you want failover to work across multiple data centers. And so so that was, with geographic scaling, it's being able to scale across data centers. And so be able to recognize, to have not just affinity rules within a rack, but affinity rules for data centers in general. So I want, I want at least three instances running in each data center. And if one data center goes down, you can fail over to the other ones. So that was going to be a much broader task or a bigger task to do that geographic scaling. Just because, ONAP doesn't really work in those ways really well, but it was one of those things that I thought you can't have a full scaling solution unless you had that capability of failing, or not failing, but scaling out to another data center somewhere.
That's interesting.
Now, that also came into, the other part of the question is, do you want to scale not just a component and not just the VNF, but maybe you want to scale, a whole IMS core. Maybe you need a new IMS core somewhere. Can you take the same scaling concepts and not just apply it to a VNF component, but to a, to an entire VNF that might have three VMs running underneath it. And then, to a higher level service that might have lots of VNFs running underneath there.
Is that what vertical scaling is?
I think the whole IMS is not possible at all because it's required a lot of, resources to be put in. But yes, at least on the VNF level, we can scale out something. That's
right.
What I was looking for as an option.
Right. Because I think that, right now all of our scaling is done at this VNF C level. So, somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. VNF C level only, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, trying to find it somewhere in here. I had a diagram of just exactly what it is that we were scaling. I can't find it right now, but So our DNS was built, or had three components to it. It had a load balancer, it had a packet generator, and then it had the actual DNS. So all we were doing is scaling. We kept the packet generator and the load balancer the same, and we just scaled out that last component, which was the actual DNS engine itself, and we had multiple instances of that running. But there are times when you want to say, well, I want to scale out the whole entire VNF and have another instance of this entire application running somewhere. And that's where you might want to scale that out across multiple geographies.
And for the vertical scaling, is that what you were describing earlier with the IMS?
Now, vertical scaling is when I say, you know what, everything's running great. And instead of, this is what we always done in telecom, or lots of times done in telecom before, right? But this application's been sitting here running, or this component's been sitting here running for, a year now, and it's just starting to run short of some resources. Maybe it needs a little bit more memory. Can I just assign, 8 gig more memory to that one virtual machine and get it to keep running and functioning even better than it was? That's vertical scaling. It's when you assign more resources to existing running applications.
I see.
That's sort of an old way of thinking, but it's still, a lot of people still like to do that kind of thing. So they asked to put that on the roadmap.
That makes sense. But that assumes, of course, the application knows how to use those additional resources that it might be assigned, right?
Right. Right. So
you mentioned a lot about OpenStack and VMs. Is there also adaptation then now to Kubernetes and container based network functions, or is that?
I think when I think of scaling at the container level, I think why do we? As we evolve more towards containers, and I have not been following what's been going on in ONAP with containers.
I think we can scale out in the replica set in the containers. So I think it can be more easy if we define the replica sets in the Helm charts before, right? Uh-huh.
Exactly. I mean, that was my thought. Why reinvent the wheel on this? There was a reason why we did it for OpenStack in OpenStack based VMs. But in Kubernetes, it works really well there already. So let's just use what they have instead of trying to reinvent this stuff.
I see. So scaling with Kubernetes and with containers should basically reutilize the Helm chart or the deployment capabilities within Kubernetes to support scaling, basically.
Right.
Right. I see. Okay, great. We're actually a little over time. Did anybody else have any other questions on this? This is a really great presentation. I understand it better, certainly.
Thank you, Scott. It's a great session.
Yeah, I'll send out those links here shortly.
Wonderful. That'd be great. Okay. So if there are no other questions, then we'll end it here. Yeah. Thank you very much, everybody. And I hope you found this useful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
All right.